Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Monday is supposed to be mainly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 39 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, 21, 16 in Burlington, Milwaukee 21, 22 at this hour in Racine. Something lit up the overnight sky at about 1:25 this morning in the Kenosha-Racine area to the point it got members of law enforcement talking to each other and a few citizens calling 911. One officer said it was huge. Another agency indicated they had it on squad video. So far, the cause is unknown, but a lot of folks saw it this morning. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford is one of three finalists for the top job at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. In an email to Parkside staff on Sunday, Ford said she views the potential move as, quote, a progression in my career, unquote, and a chance to be closer to members of her family who live near Louisville, Kentucky. Wright State describes itself as a research university, nearly 18,000 students. The current president is retiring at the end of the year. Dr. Ford is in competition with at least one other Wisconsinite. UW-Platteville Chancellor Dennis Shields has also been identified as a finalist. The third individual, according to the Wright State website, has not been publicly identified. Ford began a three-day campus visit on Sunday, followed by a full schedule of both public and private meetings with staff, students, and community members. She's been Parkside's chancellor for the past 7 years. In her email Sunday, she praises Parkside's staff, students, and the community itself. An official crowd of just under 2,000 documented for the Sunday attempt to reclaim the Guinness Book of World Records title of most people in a Bloody Mary toast held inside one of the greenhouses at Milliger's on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia. The store parking lot filled early. It led to participants walking from blocks away to help beat the mark of 1,100 set last fall in Florida. That had eclipsed the 637 established a year ago at the business.
Thank you so much for helping us break this record. This record's going to be untouchable. We own it. This is us. This is Wisconsin. This is Racine. This is our community. All right, you guys are amazing for making this happen.
The event's marketing director, Kara Kading, called it a fun event that brought a lot of people together for a cause, and it was a chance to salute Milliger's president, Chris Reisdorf, on her birthday. She said it was the 29th again. Kading says it's up to the folks with Guinness whether the 1,967 signatures are going to be accepted as the new record for Bloody Mary toasting, but if nothing else, it introduced more people to the Great Lakes Farmers Market every Sunday morning. Wisconsin State Patrol made weekend driver arrests for operating vehicles while impaired in both Racine and Kenosha counties. 45-year-old Ricardo Cannon of Dalton, Illinois, stopped for speeding by a trooper on I-94 south of Highway 20. A drug-sniffing dog detected something, though no contraband was located. Cannon arrested for operating under the influence of a controlled substance first offense. A news release noting a pair of 10-year-olds and a 5-year-old in the car with him at the time. Meanwhile, 33-year-old Lester Spruill of Kenosha got stopped for speeding by a trooper on Green Bay Road at 93rd Street in Pleasant Prairie. He ended up being arrested for operating while intoxicated, a fourth offense, plus open intoxicants, no valid license, and resisting. A news release says that Spruill also has two valid commitment orders from Pleasant Prairie Police. Well, Kenosha County is going to become only the second county in southeast Wisconsin to host a beer garden in a county park. Others are still looking at the idea. It was recently announced two local entrepreneurs will open up a German beer garden at Petrifying Springs this spring, offering up German atmosphere along with imported German beer plus daily activities for the family. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman, who chairs the Parks Committee, says that while it makes sense to open up the beer garden at Pets because it's a high volume of traffic, the idea could actually be expanded to other parks in the county.
You know, on certain days, especially in the summer, we've got big audiences out at Paddock Lake, Silver Lake, you know, Fox River Park. So it's, I think it's definitely something at some scale that you could do at the other parks.
Elverman noting he's heard from county officials in Walworth who are looking at similar ventures. County revenue from the operation of the beer garden will be used to fund other park projects. The beer garden will be located at the current park shelter on the far south side of Petrifying Springs Park. It's expected to open around Memorial Day. And a 27-year-old Racine man could be in court this afternoon on charges of punching a Mount Pleasant police officer in the face outside of the Los Canteritos Tavern at 24th and Racine Streets. happened as several officers were trying to arrest the 27-year-old man, who became combative, according to reports. The one officer punched in the face. The body camera he was wearing damaged in the process. Martiri's Gates also jailed on several outstanding warrants. Last summer, that same bar was told by Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal License Committee to essentially clean up problems at the bar or run the risk of a due process hearing on the liquor license. What happens in that regard, given the reported weekend incident, is unknown at this point. Some of the rural fire departments in Kenosha and Racine counties had a pretty busy weekend with back-to-back building fires. First was a barn at a farm site in the 1500 block of 72nd Avenue in Summers. Flames spread quickly, prompting the need for first and second alarms after mutual aid protocol. That led to crews and equipment responding from such neighboring communities as Pleasant Prairie, South Shore, Kenosha, Kansasville, Rochester, Salem, Bristol, and the town of Burlington. The Kenosha County Fire Investigation Unit was requested about 15 minutes into that response. Second building was a pole barn at 8424 Wheatland Road in the town of Burlington that caught fire within hours after the first blaze. Structure reportedly had at least one tractor and some other vehicles, plus equipment inside. It was reported engulfed in flames about 200 feet away from a residence. Some of the mutual aid responders had either just gotten back from the Summers call or responded straight from there to the other one. Level of help reaching the second alarm. Racine's Common Council appears destined for a little history lesson in the coming weeks as 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy sends a request to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee to repeal action taken in 1935, creating what were known as remonstrance districts. This is the result of prohibition being repealed, and which appears still to be a factor in holding back any alcohol licenses in the West Racine area.
Been aware on and off over the years of this concept of West Racine being dry. It came in particular to head for me a couple weeks ago when, after a West Racine Business Association public input kind of meeting, I was contacted directly by somebody who was considering opening a business in West Racine and had heard about these remonstrance districts, as they are called, and asked about the status of it and whether it would impact his proposed business.
Alderman McCarthy telling WRJN News the goal at the time was to ensure that drinking establishments could not be opened in the middle of neighborhoods, which is now covered by zoning ordinances. He says the remonstrance district statute got repealed, but three existing districts in West Racine have historically and to this day fueled confusion about beer and wine licenses for establishments, including restaurants. He believes this communication, if eventually approved by the full bench of aldermen, and possibly after a public hearing, will end the confusion and perhaps even inspire needed West Racine business development. Ahead of the Racine Park and Rec Board on Wednesday, considering the desire of Fisher USA to purchase 3/4 of an acre of Pierce Woods from the city to expand its business, the Redevelopment Authority is coming up this evening at 5:15 at City Hall for a discussion about, among other things, a tax reinvestment program incentive. The incentive would be a property tax break totaling just over $116,000 over 10 years total, with requirements of existing job retention and creation of 20 additional full-time jobs or a prorating of the incentive with anything less. The RDA recommendation and then the Park and Rec Board's decision will both eventually go to the full council for a final vote. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.